السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ولن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وقليله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف عنها الغمة وتركها على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. يقول الله جل وعلا في مختم كتابه آمرا عباده بالتقوى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. ويقول سبحانه: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. ويقول جل وعلا: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما، الفوز بالجنة أيها الأحبة. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، أعاذنا الله وإياكم منها. وما قل وكفى، خير مما كثر وألهى وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجبين. ثم أما بعد, dear brothers, praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise be only to Him. Whosoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him to the right path, there is no one can cause him astray. And whosoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let him go astray, there is no one can guide him to the right path. And I deal with it that there is no God before you worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I deal with it that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger and Allah's prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the last message to all kinds of jinn, all kinds of humans, to keep them out of darkness, to lightness, out of worshipping thousands of idols, to worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us days after days, times after times, to reward us and double the reward and multiply the rewards more and more for us. We just said Ramadan, that least the month of Ramadan that we pray at night and we fast at day, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiply the rewards, as you know, the preferences for that month of Ramadan. After that Ramadan passed, a couple of months after, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the month of Dhul Hijjah, where you can go and perform Hajj and get all this reward. You come out with this Hajj mabrur like you have no sins before, like if you just born, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And after Hajj, now we have this month, Al-Muharram, Shahrullah Al-Haram, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أفضل الصيام رمضان ثم شهر الله الحرام. أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله الحرام, شهر الله المحرم. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam belonged the month of Muharram with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is from the greatness of this month, that how much is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fast in it, and also to perform good righteous deeds in this month. Not only in this month, but also all over the whole year. But this month is, which is called Al-Ashhur al-Hurum, that the sacred months, they are 4 months. 3 follow each other, which is Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Al-Muharram. And the 4th one is the month of Rajab, which is the one before Sha'ban, means before Ramadan. So Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan. So these 4 months are secret months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid and forbid fighting in these 4 months. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and multiply your reward in this sacred month, when you do a good righteous deed in it, also the sin, the punishment for it, will be also multiplied. As if you commit sin in Mecca, that sin will be multiplied punishment for it. As also when you pray there, one prayer in Al-Haram al-Makki is equal 100,000 prayers in any other place other than Al-Masjid al-Haram in Medina and Al-Masjid al-Nabawi and Al-Masjid al-Quds, Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. 100,000 prayers. So when you make, when you perform a good righteous deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also multiplies to you in this particular place. So we have to learn in this sacred month
to try our best to do good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us and supply it to us. We just passed the day of Ashura, which was yesterday, the 10th of Muharram, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came to Medina and saw the Jewish people, they were fasting that day, and he asked it, why are you fasting this day? So they said, because this is the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa from Fir'aun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drowned Fir'aun and his soldiers in the sea. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَا أَوْلَى بِمُوسَى مِنْهُمْ. I am more related to Musa. He's a prophet and I am a prophet. He's my father. I am the one who's supposed to fast this day like that, to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for saving my brother Musa from Fir'aun. And he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith that if I will be living from the next year, I will fast also the Tashu'a, which is the month of Muharram. So fasting in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it. So we still have, if we didn't fast, or if we fast, alhamdulillah, we need thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we fasted the 9th and the 10th. If we didn't, we still have more days. We still have the 3 called the white days, which is the 13th, 14th, 15th, and the 15th from each Hijri month in the calendar. So if you fast these days as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said about these days, those 3 white days. Also every Monday and every Thursday the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast these days. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said about fasting that the best fasting is the fasting of Dawood alayhi wa sallam. Dawood, he is alayhi wa sallam, he used to fast one day and break his fast one day. So one day is fasting, one day is eating. That is the best fasting, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated. All that about fasting, because fasting is a beautiful ibadah. The problem is we forget about it after Ramadan. We have all this anxious for Ramadan is coming, and we do our best in Ramadan, with all this ibadah, and after Ramadan is finished, we just forget about this ibadah, about this fast, which is, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, about fasting in the day of judgment. If you hit someone, if you curse someone, if you beg by someone, if you steal money from someone, and you come with all your salah, with all your fast, with all your good deeds that you did in your life, so in that day of judgment, they take from your hasanat, from this good deed, and they give those people that you were wrong to them. After your hasanat is finished, and after that they take from their sayyat, from their bad deeds, and to be going on you. But look at this one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that will take everything out from whatever wrong he was doing after that. That fast will take off all, will wipe all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward those people that you were wronged to them from him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Will make their heart to forgive you for the rights, just to take you to paradise because of your fast. It's a beautiful ibadah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِلَّا الصَّوْمُ. Everything you do, it is for yourself as a human, except fasting, it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he rewarded for it. And this is a reward. In the day of judgment, that is both equal to the rest of the ibadah. This fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَتَحَمَّلْ عَنْهُ. This fasting will take off the risk of the wrong that he did. So beautiful enough. And we are in need for that. But after that, after each ibadah. We should look at ourselves. Did we get better than before the ibadah? Or we came back the same way we were before the ibadah? Or we are the same that we were doing during that worshipping to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We're still on the same good righteous deeds. We decrease, or did we increase our iman, or we decrease it? How we are after ibadah? That is what is called muhasabat al-nafs. That we have to question ourselves. How we became after our ibadah? We stay on it, or we go back, or we go less. Now, with the beginning of this Hijri year, means we already passed 1 year of our life, that we're going to be questioned about that, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تزول قدم عبد من عرفات يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربع. So, in the day of judgment, we're not going to move from the place of judgment after we'll be asking about four things. One of it is, what did we do? Our money, from where we gain it and where we spend it. And our life, what did, how we spend it, this life. Every day we are living, you have fire between your hands. What did you do with it? Did you spend it in sins, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is spending in good deeds, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We're going to be asking about every minute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us in this life. So with now, with a new year starting, this is the 11th day of this new year we have now, Sunnah al-Hijri. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it good year for all the Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all the Muslims the victory in this year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the people who lead us, who guide us, the best of us. So we should look in the back. Last year, what did we do? What did we do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that year? Did we gain hasana? Did we gain sayyad? So if we find ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us by increasing our iman, we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عجبت لأمر المؤمن أمره كله خير. إذا أصابته ضراء شكر فكان خيرا له، وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له. This moment, this believer, everything in his life is خير, it's good. It's blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when he has something good, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. So it will be good for him. And if he has something, he thinks it is bad for him, he will be patient on it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him for his patience. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those patient people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards them without counting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us and make us one of those who be thankful to him subhanahu wa ta'ala when they do something good and be patient when they have something bad or hardship in their lives. So we should look to this year and see how much our iman goes, which way is going, up or down. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our iman always go up and never decrease. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our iman all the time. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لسانه، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه. Dear brothers, الحمد لله, we're all still alive because we're all here, we're all are here right now. وقول الحمد لله الله سبحانه وتعالى بنت أصل الأوائل. الحمد لله الله سبحانه وتعالى make us walk to this masjid and be able to worship him and make this Jum'ah today. So this is the time when we are right to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we cannot, to repeat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to repeat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did in the Holy Quran, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمْ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. Come back in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that, with submission, submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids you from doing something, stay away completely from it. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order you to do something, go ahead and try to do it. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمْ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. Before the punishment comes to you, then you will not be helped. In the day of judgment, when you are there, nothing will benefit you except your good deeds that you did to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, before that punishment, in the day of judgment comes to you, and then you will not be helped. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that your repentance will be accepted as long as your soul didn't come out to your throat. So if it is not there, and you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still accept your repentance. As long as the sun doesn't rise from the west, as long as rising is still rising from the east, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still accept your repentance. So we should make it before we can. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. And follow the best which you come and revealed to you from your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala before what? Before the punishment. Look, tawqeed, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it sure for you that this punishment can come suddenly and you will not feel it is coming to you. Because this, when it comes, who knows when it comes? As a few weeks ago, 22 years old man, very healthy, very strong man, was sitting studying on his desk, and his mother went down to check on him if he needs a cup of tea or needs something, because he's studying for his test. She called him, he didn't answer her. And he was putting his head down on his desk. So she thought maybe he's sleeping or something. And she called him a couple of times after that, she went up. She called his father. He said, go and check it with him, maybe he's sleeping or something. I don't know. He's putting his head down. The father went down. He called the son. The son doesn't answer. He went to the son. And he moved him. And the son doesn't get up. And after that he finds out that he's passing away. He called 911. They came. They took the kid and the man. And he was passed away. They told him he was dead for a while. Subhanallah. And how old is that? 22 years old. Sick? No, he wasn't sick. Weak? He wasn't weak. He was a strong man, a strong young man. This doesn't know age, doesn't know health, doesn't know young or old, doesn't know anything like that. When it comes to us, brothers, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. And follow that the best which is revealed from your Lord to you, which is the Quran between our hands, the Sunnah from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Before this punishment comes to you suddenly, which is your end, which is your day of judgment. When you die, it started. It started when you go to your grave. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this grave, it is a piece of paradise or a piece of hell. So it started from there. Your day of judgment started when you die. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, before that punishment comes to you, suddenly, and you're not receiving that. You didn't see it coming to you. You don't know when it's coming to you. So we are now, in this day, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَن تَقُولَ نَفْسٌ يَا حَسْرَةَ عَلَىٰ مَا قَدَّمْتُ فِي جَنْبِ اللَّهِ وَإِن كُنْتُ لَمِنَ السَّاكِرِينَ. This day, when the punishment comes to that person, he will say, oh, he will regret what he did in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will say, yes, I was one of the monkeys of my life. But now it's true, it's real. Where are you? So now we are here. We can do it. After that, it will be impossible to do it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when it comes to that, this, قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. He will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take him back. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even will answer that. كلا إنها هي كلمة هو قائلها. This is just a word he said it. But it's not true. Even if I bring him back, he will not. He will not do good righteousness. He will come back to the same thing again. So we are here now. We are here now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity right now to do good righteous deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our repentance to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us one of those who do this best and good deed in this sacred month and the whole year around. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us one of those who go back and look at their day. Did I gain a good righteous deed today or I gained sin? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us if we commit a sin, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us if we perform a good righteous deed. Allahumma ahdina fiman hadayt, wa'afina fiman afayt, wa tawallana ya rabbana fiman tawallayt, wa barik illahumma lana fima a'tayt, wa qina waqrif 'anna sharra ma qadayt. Allahumma qina waqrif 'anna sharra ma qadayt. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم لك الحمد كله، ولك الشكر جله، انت اهل الخير كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى اله وسلم. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين. اللهم أعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم اهزم أعداءك أعداءنا أعداء الدين. ربنا انصر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت العزيز الأكرم. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد النبي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم.